Hour number two, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Bruce DeTora is joining us now, Director of Communications for the American Small Business League. Bruce, welcome. How are you today?
I'm great, John. Nice to be here.
Oh, thank you for joining us. I am a small business owner myself outside of what I do here. I do some things in that world, even coach some small businesses as well. What goes on with the Fed and so on has a huge impact, far more impact than I think even they realize when it comes to our economy and small business. So in light of all of that, in my notes, it says that Bessent might be the possible contender to succeed Jerome Powell, who, by the way, I have no love for.
Mm-hmm. I looked into that, and it was quickly denied all around, so it didn't get a lot of traction. I don't even remember if the source, this was maybe 3 weeks ago or something like that. And so far, even currently, President Trump sometimes indicates he might name a successor way in advance because Powell will be there until next May, you know, almost a year. So
a year too long, in my opinion.
Well, so there, yeah. So, but there really isn't a lot behind that claim. You know, it was maybe
gotcha.
Who knows why it was floated out so it got picked up. Of course, it would make news because what
right.
you know.
Right.
But, so. There doesn't seem to be tons behind it, no.
Okay, so we'll see, I guess. And again, at the end of the day, you know, as I said earlier, Bruce, I look at what the Fed does and knowing not only what impact it has on the country and our debt and how we're paying that and so on, but you look at small business and what they have to do to fund things. And the real estate market, that's a whole other conversation in and of itself, even outside of small business. Some small business, of course, is involved in the, you know, home building end of things and so on. But the reality is, and this is my take, although I don't think I'm wrong in this case. The Fed has waited too long to lower rates, and we're way behind, if you ask me.
Yes, and unfortunately, it's part of a pattern that is not helping small business. I'd love to take, you know, 60 seconds, John, and give you my basic spiel.
Go for it.
You can't make America great unless you make our small businesses great.
Amen.
Because, yeah, 99.9% of all businesses in America are small businesses. Mm-hmm. Most people don't come close to knowing that,
right.
Okay? 98% of all businesses in America have less than 100 employees, okay? Now, here's why we're in business as a little advocacy group, okay? The law says every year 23% of all federal contracts, about $345 billion in business, must go to small businesses. And every year, the SBA, which oversees this, says, we did it. We passed the goal, actually.
Mm-hmm.
How about a loan? But 35 years ago, our founder, Lloyd Chapman, started suing to get the truth about these things. And what he found blew his mind. And he actually inspired a number of congressional investigations. And also studies by the SBA's own inspector general. For the last 35 years, it has come out. Sometimes it made the news, and now it's buried. This fact, John, the SBA falsifies compliance with that goal.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, about 97% of the contracts go to the 0.1% of businesses that are big businesses. And small businesses are really getting about 3%
yep.
of federal contracts.
Yep. Yep.
Now, that is a ripoff, not only in that of investment, $345 billion in business, but here, crucially, the big businesses that get all those contracts, they're already big. They don't create one new job
nope.
to perform those contracts, whereas small businesses, John, would create about 2 million new jobs every single year on
mm-hmm.
top of the 2
That's
million
right.
jobs America typically creates every year.
Right.
And the SBA is being demonized. It's having its staff cut by 43%. It's being relocated out of very important cities. We accuse the administration of being anti-small business for all the nice rhetoric that comes from Kelly Loeffler, the administrator, the head of the SBA. So this is a huge problem.
Well, and the way, to my knowledge, and being a small business owner myself and even competing on some of the things that you're talking about what, for those of you listening, this is what I have seen, Bruce. A lot of those bigger businesses, those bigger companies, they can go start a quote-unquote small subsidiary that makes it look like it's a small, mm-hmm. quote-unquote family-owned business when it's anything but.
Yes, that's a great example of the many, 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 many layers of obfuscation, flat-out fraud, bad policies, lax oversight that has for decades let the SBA say, oh, we met the goal. Because with some digging and looking at those reports and those investigations mm-hmm. I mentioned, you see that many of the agencies have the right to set their own criteria, and many of the industries have different criteria. So the official definition of a small business is up to 500 employees. It really ought to be just up to 100.
I agree.
But many, right, and but many of the agencies, and because of the industry codes, can give a contract
yep.
to a company with 1,000 employees, 2,000 employees, 5,000 employees, and say, we met our small business
right.
contracting goal.
Got our quota done. Got our quota done.
Yeah,
so what's the fix to this?
Yeah.
You know, for those listening and you know, even some that are listening, you know, like begets like, as you know, Bruce, since I'm a small business owner, there's a lot yeah. of them listening as well because, yeah. you know, we all kind of flock together, as you know. So how do we fix this? What's the answer?
Well, verify it, because if you Google it or go to any official website, they're going to say the opposite, and you're not going to get confirmed. You're not going to believe what I. You're not going to see the evidence that I'm saying. So at our site asbl.com, start clicking around, see the documentation there,
okay.
and lobby from. You know, you want to start small, or you want to start big. Start at the White House. Start Kelly Loeffler. Write and call her and
okay.
say, is this true? Is this possibly true?
Okay.
Can you show us the small businesses you say are getting the contracts? Because we have to sue to get that information, because they don't want you to know. They won't
right.
tell you what small businesses
right.
got contracts for some plausible reasons. Oh, it'll give them a competitive disadvantage, blah, blah, blah. But no, they don't want you to see that it's Boeing, it's Lockheed,
right.
it's
right.
it's Verizon, it's
That's
the
right.
giant corporation.
That's right.
Then we could target the chairs of the Senate Small Business Committee and the House Small Business Committee, and then all, you know, 20, 30 members on each of those committees. That's what we're doing, and we're also writing and emailing. We've made a list of a couple of hundred people who are running for Congress next year, and we're saying, hey, you want to win? Broadcast this.
Right.
Make a big noise about this.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
to help our small businesses yeah. is the nonpartisan. Everyone would get behind it.
Yeah.
Because let's say you're a hairdresser. Well, maybe you can't apply for a contract. But if real small businesses are getting all that and all that work and creating all those jobs, your neighborhood's going to balloon and flourish.
Absolutely.
You're going to have a lot more heads to cut.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. No, you I agree. Everything you're saying, spot on. I can't disagree with that. One other thing I would add to that is, and this is a big one for me, Bruce, I have a soft spot, of course, for small business owners. And my biggest frustrations with the majority of politicians is very, very few, and I mean very, very few, have ever written a paycheck.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Aren't they mostly lawyers?
Yeah,
I think so.
Mostly
right.
lawyers, or they've been, you know, they're career politicians, meaning they got out of college, they started working for some political organization or for a PAC or for this candidate or that candidate, and they kind of worked their way through the ranks, and then they decide at some point they're going to run for, you know, city office, or they're going to do the school board, or they're going to do this, or they're going to do that, and they just go from, you know, I call them chair jockeys, they just go from one to another to another to another to the point where they're a representative or they're a senator or whatever. And the reality, Bruce, is, you know, I'm sorry to say, they've never written a paycheck, never worked a real job in their life, unfortunately.
That's right. So they don't relate at all. And
no.
they're trying to impress, you know, their mentors, the people who are 10, 20 years older than them, you know, whose suitcases that they carried. You're making a great point. That's a whole reality that really keeps this entrenched.
Yes, it does. And I am. And the reason I know some of that, Bruce, is I, over the past decade plus, have interviewed a lot of politicians, some that are just running, some that have been there for a while. And some of the things that I ask them go along the lines of what you and I are talking about right now. And the reality is, very few of them could have a conversation with you and I on these lines because they've never done it.
They've never done it. They would be probably afraid to talk about it. They would default to their party's
mm-hmm.
Talking points,
mm-hmm.
which is generic and
That's
sounds
right.
all nice and lovey fluffy.
That's right.
They would be terrified of it because they right. wouldn't know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Spot on. I appreciate what you guys are doing. You can tell you're in good company. You're welcome anytime. Any announcements, anything you want to talk about, anything you need help with that we need to get the word out, we're here. We'd love to help, Bruce.
Thank you so much, John. What a pleasure. Thank you.
Appreciate it very much, Bruce. Have a great rest of your day. I appreciate you joining us. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.